Clark, what do you think was the social significance of folklore in the area?
I think folklore serves several purposes. Number one, it was entertaining. You know, prior to radio and television, storytelling and folklore were two ways that people could pass the time. I think another aspect of folklore is teaching, moral lessons in particular, talking about the kinds of, especially if little ears are listening, you know, what happens to people who, when they, you know, stray from what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be behaving. I think it was a form of resistance. Some of the tales that you'll see in WPA collections are stories about how, for example, in the Civil War, one side bested the other. You know, a Yankee came onto our property and here's how we handled it, you know, or here's how we got the best of the Yankees, for example. You'll see a lot of those from Wise County during the Civil War. So those are three ways, I think, and probably preservation, older generations passing down information to younger generations, certainly, that you don't, that you want them to remember and that you want them to know about where they came from.